True Story, Part 2. A few months later...
There are more and more Taliban here. They are Islamic fundamentalists. They say that Allah made the earthquake happen because we don't follow strict Islamic law. Hello, sir. We would like to buy a CD.
The Taliban say that music is evil. They told me to close my shop.
Oh, no. But we love music.
Another day.
No nail polish. The next time we will cut off your hand.
I don't think the Quran forbids nail polish. Shh.
Instead of playing, you should be reading the Quran.
Go home, boys.
Later at school.
What's that letter stuck to the door of my school?
Who wrote it?
You are teaching girls. Their uniform is not Islamic. They must wear a headscarf and cover their heads when they arrive at school and when they leave.
Oh, no!
Now the Taliban are attacking girls' schools. I am frightened for our school.
I will help you to defend our rights.
Malala gives talks in other schools. A journalist comes to listen to her.
You must continue to come to school, even though the Taliban don't want you to. These are our weapons.
Malala is brave. Many adults don't speak out because they are terrified of the Taliban.
In 2009, Malala is 12 years old. Another journalist calls her.
It is very brave to write about your life since the Taliban came to power, but you should use a false name. It's safer. How about Golmakai?
Malala agrees.
One day, I heard someone behind me saying, "I will kill you." He was talking on his telephone, but I was terrified.
Malala speaks on the radio and writes a blog called Diary of a Pakistani Schoolgirl. Thousands of people hear about her. But in 2012...
Daughter, you must stop speaking out. The Taliban are threatening to kill you.
I refuse to be silent. I want to continue defending girls and our right to go to school. You can't walk to school anymore. It's too dangerous.
When night falls...
Okay, the gate is locked. Tomorrow, I'll go to school by bus with my friends.
9th of October, 2012.
Hey! Which one of you is Malala?
At the hospital.
Allah, please save Malala. She is only 15 years old.
She is seriously injured, but her brain has not been damaged.
Malala is sent to Birmingham in England for specialist medical care. We will operate again. I hope we can save her. A week after the shooting,
Malala is awake at last!
At the beginning of 2013, Malala's family arrive in Birmingham.
You have had millions of letters from all over the world.
I am so happy that you are all here with me.
Does it hurt, darling?
Yes, a little. All these operations to my head make me tired. But soon, I should be able to hear better.
In July 2013, Malala is invited to the United Nations.
I believe that the real weapons are books and pens.
10th of October 2014, in a school in Birmingham.
Girls, I have some great news. Malala has just been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize.
Wow!
Amazing!
nothing. She's only 17.
Later.
You're the youngest Nobel Peace Prize winner. How do you feel?
I offer this prize to all the children who do not have the right to speak.
Today, Malala is 24 years old. She has a degree in philosophy, politics, and economics from the prestigious English University of Oxford. She recently got married and she continues to defend education for girls. The end.